The Los Angeles Police Department will soon begin installing windshield video cameras on its patrol cars to monitor arrests and stops. The change comes more than a decade after other police agencies started making cameras standard equipment. The LAPD blames the delay on a lack of money, but some civil rights advocates say it's because many LA officers were reluctant to have their actions scrutinized. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
The LAPD has run into problems more than once because of incidents caught on tape. The most notorious example is the home video of the Rodney King beating back in 1992. But there have been others, like the video that turned up recently on the YouTube website. It shows two LAPD officers holding down a handcuffed suspect as one of them repeatedly punches the man in the face.
I can't breathe. Go. I can't breathe, please.
That's the suspect saying he can't breathe with the officer's knee to his throat. Many of these incidents have been costly. Just this week, the city had to pay nearly $500,000 to suspected car thief Stanley Miller. Live TV news helicopters caught an LAPD officer beating Miller with a metal flashlight. But now the LAPD plans to videotape itself. With cameras mounted on the dashboards of squad cars, officers will be outfitted with wireless mics to record the audio. LAPD Lieutenant Paul Vernon says the department views the car cams as a great tool.
Our officers are out there doing their job professionally every day. We have nothing to hide. For as much as many people would see this as being an opportunity to catch a bad cop, really what it is more times than not is to show that the police officers are doing their job properly.
In Monterey Park, just east of downtown LA, police have been recording calls to action like this for the past 15 years. After the dispatch goes out, Officer Peter Young speeds through town with the sirens blazing and the video rolling, even when it turns out just to be a false alarm at a bank.
The video camera will give the exact play-by-play of what occurred.
So why has it taken Los Angeles police so long to catch up with Monterey Park and others? LAPD Lieutenant Vernon says it's been mostly about money. Today, the equipment is not only cheaper, it's better, and Vernon says he's anxious to get it.
It's just more transparency for the police department of what we do every day and to help to overcome many of the beliefs that people have in that the police department somehow abuses people in the street.
Civil rights attorney Connie Rice says she hopes the cameras will raise the level of respect and civility among officers, and she says welcoming video cameras is a dramatic change from the old LAPD.
I don't recall anybody in LAPD thinking this was a good idea 15 years ago. It was a different department. It was a different ethos. It was much more KGB-like. You share nothing. We didn't even get to the question of money. It was just no and no and no when hell freezes over.
But Rice says those attitudes have been slowly changing.
You can't tell by looking at what goes on in the street day to day, but you can tell at the top. The leadership is far more open. They're far more willing to share information. They actually believe that civilian oversight is good.
After dealing with scandals and corruption that eroded trust in the police, she says the LAPD finally understands the need for cooperation to investigate crimes.
The police are now realizing they need the backing of the community to do this job.
Former Chief Bernard Parks, who's now on the L.A. City Council, has also come to believe that the car cams are a good idea, but he says those cameras can't see everything.
One thing we should not do is believe that these cameras are going to be the save-all, win-all, because we have to realize there's limitations there, because if you're not in front of the vehicle, the cameras don't pick up the visual. So it's going to be another tool. Also, we realize that if there are people that choose to avoid it, they will.
You mean the officers?
If officers choose to circumvent the system, they will.
Park says there may always be rogue cops, but at least the cameras will allow the department to root them out by watching their own videotapes for a change. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.